Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome aboard, everybody, on a holiday. That's right, President's Day. What president is it? Or are we lumping all the presidents in the same category? Do we include the current president? Yes, we do. Do we include the next president? Who is it going to be? It may be somebody who has not appeared in any one of the debates yet. That's how's that for a bold prediction? And don't forget, go over to the website, make your bold prediction. My political bold prediction is that the next president of the United States has not appeared in a debate as of yet. Okay, so that's my, I don't know who it is. There may be a couple of candidates showing up at the last minute with this bunch of this group. So we'll see about that. And also, you know, it's a holiday for a lot of people, and you would think that the chat room would be full. And, you know, I'm not criticizing, but I didn't realize that people on a holiday, you know what, you sleep a little later. So that's, you got other things to do. You're home, you're busy, you're at the office, and you got time to listen to a podcast. When you're home, you probably don't have the time. So it usually works the opposite way. As we say hello to Greg and Mark and Michael and, of course, Trucker Rob and millions of others listening at home. Okay, today we got a special podcast. I have a guest. That's right, I have a very special guest. The problem is that the guest is not here. And but rather than having the guest be here, we will use the guest's column. I came across, I had the whole thing set for a totally different topic this morning, but I read an article by Ken Davidoff in the New York Post that absolutely inspired me to do this podcast, and we'll talk about most of the teams in Major League Baseball and what their spring training problems are. And before we do that, we'll answer Trucker Rob's question. And but first, $30 million for Jose Fernandez. So would anybody, if you're a general manager, you're going to give Jose Fernandez $30 million? They're talking about Bryce Harper, $500 million for 15 years. What about Jose Fernandez asking for $30 million? And after the Marlins signed Giancarlo Stanton, is there any way that they can pay Jose Fernandez $30 million? So the question is, and if you go to the chatter column, you'll read many things, but the one question that I ask that you answer, will, in your opinion, will the Marlins trade Jose Fernandez knowing that $30 million could be his price tag? As we welcome Tim McLeod, the veteran, Tim, the wily old young veteran, Tim McLeod. Here's some discouraging news for you that I learned this morning. For those of you hoping that Michael Brantley will come, but will start the season, that's not happening. For those of you who think that Michael Brantley will be back in April, that's probably not happening now. The reports are it may be sometime in May, and that could be a problem. That could be a big problem with Michael Brantley starting the season in May. So if you have Brantley, you really got to downgrade him. You really got to look for another outfielder because he looks to be in trouble. All along, we were told that Ike Davis was getting ready to take the spot of Greg Bird. And I thought that was going to be a tremendous situation with Ike Davis with a chance to, you know, to get back some of his luster. Not a lot of confidence that Mark Teixeira is going to be able to play the entire season. And certainly with Greg Bird, that injury to Bird really hurt the Yankees. Maybe not for this year, but for next year for sure. This was supposed to be his developmental year. It's not going to happen. He'll miss that. But Ike Davis is not signing with the Yankees. Word has it that Ike Davis will be signing with, name the team you think Ike Davis is going to sign, and it may even be out there as David Leisure joins the fray. David sent us a picture yesterday. We're going to put it up on the Just for Fun page, maybe even put it up as a headline, as David wins a trophy for fantasy football and wearing a Lenny's Legion shirt. David, I love you, baby. Absolutely. You got to love David Leisure wearing a Lenny's Legion shirt as he went to collect his fantasy football trophy for winning a pretty good league, I understand. So we congratulate our boy, our guy, David Leisure, for doing a great job. Nice going, kiddo. Appreciate your wearing the shirt. So, all right, so who's going to sign Ike Davis? Anybody? You want to give it a clue? It's Texas Rangers. That's right. Mark Hammond hit that right on the head. Looks like Ike Davis is going to sign with the Texas Rangers. And who knows? We may even get the little sprinkling of Ike Davis hitting some home runs. And so that's it. All right. So I'm chuckling at people who are talking about Yonas Cespedes. It was really crazy. Cespedes probably has the best. You think Stanton's got the best contract? Well, next to Stanton, I think Cespedes has the best contract in Major League Baseball. He's scheduled to make $75 million this year, on his contract. He can opt out and maybe make $100-125 million. But even if he has a crappy year, he's not playing. He's not that free agent playing on the contract year like many others. Like the Desmonds, where it's do or die. It's not like that. If he doesn't do well, he gets $75 million. If he does do well, he can get $125 million. So, not a bad situation for Yonas Cespedes, who doesn't have any pressure at all. He could just take the position. Hey, $75 million, that's pretty darn good. I'll take it anytime, any day, any year, and no pressure on me. And if he does well, hell, I'll just double it. Nice going, Yonas Cespedes, for doing a good job on your own little contract there. All right, let's get right to it now. Let's talk. And we're not going to cover every team, obviously, in the next 23 minutes or so. And I'm going to do it a little different. Normally, when I talk team by team, I go through the teams and in some kind of an order, National League, American League. No, we're just going to do it at random, so you never know what's going to pop out, okay? And the first team that we'll talk about today, and hopefully we'll get through about 10 teams today, the first team that's popping out is the Philadelphia Phillies, who, look, this Philly team, they've got the sixth best minor league system being rated by a couple of outstanding raters of minor league systems, but their big problem is Ryan Howard. Can Ryan Howard, in the last year of his contract, show enough to make at least some team interested in Ryan Howard so they can get that contract off the table? The Phillies will have a lot of competition this year, and it's pretty interesting to me that, as we've said many times before, it's a gold mine in Philadelphia, absolute gold mine in Philadelphia with a lot of players. I'm hearing people downgrade Astrobel Herrera. I'm not one of them, but Ryan Howard is the main and number one question mark. Who will be interested in Ryan Howard? If the Phillies have to play Ryan Howard, it's going to be a tough situation. Darren Ruff, they got to see what he can do. He's been a little bit of a disappointment. But he hasn't had consistent playing time. Darren Ruff has to, for once and for all, get consistent playing time as Ryan Howard is phased out. We know Cameron Rupp has taken over for Carlos Ruiz. That's not a big deal. We know that Freddie Galvis is playing shortstop, but J.P. Crawford, when will they bring Crawford up? Now, will they bring Crawford up as soon as he's ready to play? That could be in May or June. Will that happen? I don't think so. I think Crawford is a mid-year call-up. And here's the other thing, and it's not a problem, but they got to see what Peter Bourgeois has. There are some that are upgrading Peter Bourgeois big time. I'm not doing it. He's had an opportunity. He hasn't done it. Aaron Althea is the guy. But the big problem, as we're talking about, the number one problem, as we've been inspired by Ken Davidoff and his column in the New York Post, which, by the way, will be up on the website, LennyMelnickFantasySports.com. So Ryan Howard, that's the name of the game. All right, let's get to Trucker Rob's question. Trucker Rob wants to know who the first baseman is in Colorado. Don't we want to know? And right now you have to take the position that Mark Reynolds will be the right-handed complement at first base with capable, you're talking 30 home runs here and a .225 batting average. All right, you want that? I think if you draft carefully, you could afford one player with a Mark Reynolds batting average, probably not more than one. On the left side, you got Ben Paulson. He's the left hand. So they have the makings of a pretty decent lefty-righty split there with Paulson, the lefty, also capable of playing some outfield. So, Trucker Rob, there you go. You got Paulson. Reynolds is a fixture. Paulson could be the fourth outfielder. Cargo could wind up playing some first base if he's there just to showcase himself as a first baseman at the trading deadline. But right now, that's what they got. They got Paulson from the left side. They got Mark Reynolds from the right side. So the Phillies, the big question for the Phillies has to be, and it is, Ryan Howard, okay? So who thinks Ryan Howard is going to – is there anybody in the chat room who thinks that Ryan Howard is going to spend the entire year on the Philadelphia Phillies? Anybody? Come on. Anybody? Let's take it. I'll take the poll. I'll take it. Anybody think that Ryan Howard is going to spend the entire year on the Philadelphia Phillies? And if not, where do you think he's going to spend? Okay, when do you think it's going to be? Crawford will be called up soon when the Phillies get control of him for another year. Yes, David, so I think Crawford probably will be kept down there for a little while. Galvis, they got to see what Freddie Galvis has to offer as well. All right, the next team, in honor of David Leisure, let's talk about the Cincinnati Reds. And for Cincinnati, I'm saying that the big question, and it's a huge question, I don't think there's any secret as to what the question is, but here it is. Will Jose Peraza be able to play well enough that he's got to play? And then, of course, that's number one. Question number two is, where does he play? Jose Peraza, remember last year at this time we were all drafting Jose Peraza when he was on Atlanta thinking that, oh, Peraza's going to steal 50 bases, maybe 100 bases. But he didn't steal very many at all. Had a decent minor league season, struggled at the beginning, and now winds up on Cincinnati and finds Brandon Phillips won't move. So the big problem is, if Brandon Phillips decides not to accept a trade anywhere, and personally, I don't think he wanted to go to Washington, because I think Brandon Phillips took the position, what the hell? I know Dusty's there, but it's a mess. I'll tell you something. As good as Bryce Harper is, and is he worth a half a million? On the playing field, he is. But I have an inkling that Bryce Harper is not really well-liked, okay, on that team. And as a result of that, then you put Papelbon in there, someone who stood up to him. I think there was a lot more to the Papelbon-Harper thing in favor of Papelbon than meets the eye. And I think if Papelbon didn't do it, I wonder if somebody else on that team. I mean, Harper plays well. Harper hustles. Harper's a team player. Harper's everything. Harper's going to sign with the Yankees for for $500 million, they say. But I haven't heard this from anybody, but I have this gut feeling that Bryce Harper is not exactly well-liked in that clubhouse, almost causing some kind of dissension. It's, in other words, it's Bryce Harper and everybody else. And that does not bode well for any team, except when Reggie Jackson was on the Yankees, okay? So the big problem for Cincinnati is Jose Peraza. What are they going to do with him? I mean, we know that Eugenio Suarez is going to move over to third base. We're pretty sure that Zach Cozart's going to play some shortstop. So Peraza, now, could Cozart move to left field? Well, if Adam Duvall doesn't do anything, they're not going to bring up their Jesse Winker yet. He still needs a little bit more seasoning and certainly won't be up till May or June at the best. So there's not a lot here. Scott Schebler, well, they're saving Scott Schebler to play right field when they trade Jay Bruce if they can find the match. So it's pretty interesting. You know, they may even have to trade Jay Bruce just so they could play to Jose Peraza and move Zach Cozart. I mean, Peraza came up as a shortstop, so he can play shortstop. So I'll tell you something. Brandon Phillips is really clogging up this ball club because it really, I mean, it's really bad. Somebody's got to take a check and write it out to Brandon Phillips and say, what do you want? Get the hell out of here. All right, so that could happen in Cincinnati. So in Philadelphia, we've got the – so far it looks like the big problems are the old-timers. The old-timers, the guys who want to steal everybody's Social Security, now they want to steal everybody's playing time. In Ryan Howard and, in, of course, in Brandon Phillips. So, hey, move over, you old guys. Hey, listen, nobody knows that more than me. If you heard the Sirius radio show Saturday and Sunday, it's who's the old guy in the booth? But they couldn't. They couldn't kick me off. Anyway, that's what happens. Okay, who's the old guy? What's he doing here? It's passed him by. Brian Howard, Brandon Phillips, I know how you feel. Okay, so let's go to team number three. Let's put our hands in the hat. Let's pick out a team. You know, I played in a fantasy baseball league where we used this format in drafting, and that format was instead of throwing out a player, which is very simple. You throw out a player. You throw out Brandon Phillips. You throw out Ryan Howard. No, you put all the teams' names in a hat. All 30 teams' names go in a hat. Everybody has the roster of all the teams, okay? And the way you pick the throw out the players, you pick the team's name out of the hat. So we pick the Phillies first. We run down their roster. You can bid on anybody if, and I say capital if we decide to pick the Chicago Cubs last. Boy, there's going to be a lot of people waiting on Javier Baez and Addison Russell and Jorge Soler and all the Chicago Cubs. But if they come in last, it's a free-for-all. That's a very interesting way of doing a draft. So if you've never done it that way, think about it. It'll give you, if nothing else, it'll give you a rush, okay? Yes, Devin Mesoraco, as Mark says, I don't know what Mark says, but yeah, Mesoraco. Well, you know what? I kind of believe on Mesoraco that he is healthy. He came out with his own report. This was not a third man report, that he has been swinging a bat, feels fine. Now, I know we get that from everybody, but somehow this sounded believable. And also, he was taking reps behind the plate, and he's able to catch. The thing that I like about what Mesoraco did is that he had a hip injury that kept him from play. He couldn't even squat behind the plate, and he had surgery done. So he fixed the problem. Unlike some guys who come in without fixing the problem, they say they're going to rest, they're going to take vitamins, they're going to eat their vegetables, and they come back and they decide to play through it. Mesoraco got it fixed. I like that. So, yes, I'm on the Mesoraco bandwagon. I don't think that's as much of a question mark as what are they going to do with Peraza? And did they make a trade? They traded Todd Frazier with Peraza, one of the key players. And if they can't find any room for him, holy mackerel. Yeah, that's right. His ability to squat, you're absolutely right. He certainly was not a left fielder, although they don't really have a left fielder in Cincinnati. So that's our second. That's pretty interesting. That's how it goes. Okay. So we've covered two teams so far. The third team, we reach into the hat. Now, isn't this exciting? Imagine if you were in a fantasy baseball draft now. All right, the Phillies came out. We got Cesar Hernandez. That's the thing. If you wanted Cesar Hernandez like I did, and he comes out first, do you grab him first? Do you make that commitment to a sleeper who you think you can get at the end of the draft, and now he comes out first? I'll tell you, it's a rush. It really is. Think about it. You know, you're saving people. You have people who you want to take in the end game, and all of a sudden they come out first. That's not the end game. Cincinnati, too, you know, is supposed to be a gem of a team because they're all over the place. The third team is the Atlanta Braves, and I'll tell you something. As Ken Davidoff writes in his column, he thinks that Michael Bourne and Nick Swisher, both entering their walk years, boy, Atlanta, you know that Atlanta was trying to get rid of both of these guys. You know it. They were trying to get rid of both of these guys coming into the spring. They couldn't do it. So the question and the big problem is, will they produce enough to entice any team to give them anything? That's what it comes down to. I think they'll take anything to get either Swisher or Bourne. Certainly, I have fallen in love, and I really have, I have fallen in love with the Atlanta outfield. I really truly like this Atlanta outfield. I like Endar Enciarte. I think he's not a problem, but I certainly think that Enciarte is going to. Now, you got to be careful with Enciarte because he's not going to give you RBI. He's one of those. He's not exactly a one-trick pony. I say stay away from the one, but he's capable of hitting double-digit home runs, and that's what I like about him. And if Endar Enciarte, his ceiling is 15 home runs and 30 stolen bases, unlike a guy like Ben Revere or even a D. Gordon, call them a one-trick pony, they're not going to provide you any RBIs and any home runs. Enciarte is a little bit better. All right, so I'll certainly give him that. A little bit better, capable of producing double-digit home runs, stealing 25 to 30 bases. He's also known for a good batting average, so this is not a problem. This is good. And then, of course, I'm taking the other thing is that who's going to bat second in this lineup in Atlanta? The question will be, is it going to be Chase Peterson, who did bat second quite a bit last year? But if you remember, Peterson also batted at the bottom of the order. So the question now becomes, how good is Eric Ibar at age 31? And do you take the position that Ibar at age 31 is going to be able to steal you 25 bases? He hasn't done it in the last couple of years. But I'm taking the I'm really beginning to say that Freddie Freeman, who last year, and of course Atlanta had the worst offense in Major League Baseball, I like what I see here in Atlanta. So although the problem is getting rid of Michael Bourne and Nick Swisher, they have you take a look. I'll tell you something about Atlanta. Even though we disregard Atlanta as a contender, boy, oh, boy, you're talking about you want to play, like a DFS, play a million-dollar tournament against a million different people. You want to take those kind of odds? Go to Las Vegas and put $2 down on the Atlanta Braves to make it to the World Series. You take a look at this bench, and it might be one of the best benches in Major League Baseball. Tyler Flowers is a great backup. Kelly Johnson, Emilio Bonifacio. These guys can play multiple positions. Gordon Beckham, former starter, all right? Michael Bourne. They got some veteran players. They got every position covered. Every position. Even Ryan LaVarnway is on this team. Every position is covered by a bona fide veteran. I say that if you're ranking the benches, that the Atlanta Braves could possibly have the best bench in Major League Baseball. Even Matt Tuiasopopo was on this team. All right? He was a bust 5 years ago. But still, it's an interesting, and the pitching staff could be very deep with guys like Aaron Blair, Juli Sachin, Tyrell Jenkins, the youngster. Look at Kyle Kendrick. Boy, they got, you know what? Nobody's paying attention to this Atlanta team. And the bullpen, three closers, Vizcaino, Grillo, who may or may not start the season, and Jimmy Johnson. You know something? I'm telling you. All right? Be the cool kid on your block by saying the Atlanta Braves are going to have a 500 record this year. And don't think that, even though it's not fantasy related, don't think that a Major League Baseball team with a great bench can't have a good season just based on the bench. And Tim McLeod writes, there's always fantasy opportunities from poor teams. They'll be auditioning players all year round. You're absolutely right, Tim. That's how it works. So don't ignore these teams. All right, so let's see how many. We got about 7 minutes left. How many teams can we get to? If not, we'll continue this tomorrow. I like it. Okay, now we've picked the Phillies. We've picked the Reds. We've picked the Atlanta Braves. Here's the next team. Imagine sitting in the draft, and now you're waiting. You're waiting. You know you're looking for. Trucker Rob is waiting for Colorado because he wants to grab either Mark Reynolds or Ben Paulson. You're not taking a pitcher if Colorado comes up, and all the hitters are going to be bid on. So you want Colorado, and lo and behold, pick number four, Colorado. That's right. That's the team. Oh, we're all excited. Look out. All right. And all of a sudden you think, what do I do now about Jose Reyes? I mean, what's going on? He's got his court hearing on April 4th. That's after the season starts. So, I'll tell you, it's in Hawaii. I don't know. Nobody knows. Will he be suspended? That's the first question. Second question, will be suspended for a month, for 2 months? Will he just be fined? Well, I don't know. But it's a talking about a 25 stolen base guy here. It could be pretty useful. He's not the same Jose Reyes that he once was. But could he be suspended? How much do you bid on Jose Reyes? That's the big question. Ken Davidoff writes about that, and he's absolutely right. And Ken, thank you so much for being with us this morning. Believe me, at the end of the podcast, I'll find out where we could find you because I can't find you now. All right, so Tim McCloud going back to Atlanta can't figure out the love for a 31-year-old rookie who can't play the position that they thought he could play and cost the Dodgers $90 million. Yeah, Tim, they cost him $90 million between his signing bonus and his posting fee and everything else, and $90 million, and then they say take him. And take Alex Guerrero, too. Boy, no wonder the Dodgers hired four more general managers. No question. They're in a lot of trouble, all right? And they're still going to be competitive. And that's the biggest thing of all. They'll still be competitive. So back to Colorado. Jose Reyes, that, of course, could be one of the biggest questions in all of baseball and certainly all of fantasy baseball. What's going to happen to Jose Reyes? Now, also on this Colorado team, everybody else we know. I mean, there's no secrets here. You got Arenado and Parra. The other question will be, how good is Parra? How good is Parra? All right, is Parra all of a sudden a 20 home run guy? Is he a 2020 guy? How good is Parra? Will he be a disappointment? Who knows what happens? And who will start? Here's the other question. In the event that Jose Reyes is suspended, let's say he's suspended for a month. Who starts at shortstop? Are they going to start the clock on Trevor Story? You know what? They got Christine Adamas to switch it. I don't know. That's why I'm wondering, will Ian Desmond take the ultimate shot? Will he sign that pillow contract? You know what the pillow contract? It's a one-year contract on a team that you feel you can build your stats up. Will Ian Desmond take that shot and sign, even though the Rockies would have to give up a draft pick, will they sign Ian Desmond because they don't want to start Trevor Story? And Desmond at the same time can now be padding his stats in Colorado. And when Reyes comes back, now they've got to figure out a way to market him. So as they're marketing Reyes, they'll put Ian Desmond someplace else. And let Ian Desmond doesn't care. Now, making him a multiple position player could also add to Ian Desmond's stock. And also, I mean, Ian Desmond could wind up playing first base. I mean, who's Mark Reynolds and Ben Paulson, you know? I'd rather see Ian Desmond play first. And that could open up some opportunities. So will Ian Desmond take that risk? Will Colorado take that risk of signing a player? I don't care what the draft pick is. You're going to get Ian Desmond for a bargain. And if you give him a 2 or 3 year contract, it'll be come on, man. If Colorado wants to get into this thing, are they fakers or are they not? They made the statement by saying Jake McGee is my closer because we're looking to win. And they're going with Mott and Quails and McGee and all the relief pitchers and hopefully Adam Ottavino. If they're serious, they will give Ian Desmond a 3-year, $75 million contract and say, come on, play for us. Play short when Reyes leaves or play first base. We'll find the spot for you because we want to win and you're a bargain and you'll hit 25 home runs and you'll steal 20 bases and you'll have a good time. We'll take the pressure off your head and it's time to play ball and we're going to be competitive. If they don't do it, then it's Bull Dinky and poppycock. They're not doing it. Now, Mad Dog Baseball has arrived, and that means one thing. I believe starting tomorrow, ESPN opens up their 15-team fantasy baseball leagues. We are going to have two leagues. The spots are pretty well, I won't say they're filled. And of course, once we start inviting people, you know, all of a sudden I can't make it that day. So there's still time to get your name on the list, and there still may even be one or two spots open. So for those people who are interested, and I haven't announced anybody yet, do me a big favor. Go to the website, register, introduce yourself, and go to the spot that tells you that you want to be in one of the leagues that's in the water cooler. It's easy to find. So do it, baby. I'm telling you, do it. It will get 2 5-by-5 mixed leagues as soon as ESPN is ready. Okay, they're not ready yet, so don't blame anybody. Okay, only 40 seconds left, so we'll continue. We only went through four teams, but think about the draft format of pulling teams' names out of a hat instead of calling players' names out. I think that is, you can see how good it could be. I'm not telling you what teams we're going to carry over till tomorrow. I'm not going to tell you. I'm even going to take the article down so you won't be able to find out. Thanks for joining me, everybody. Love you all. Happy say it to you before, and we'll see you again tomorrow, okay? So take care, everybody.